everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is Wednesday, and the date is November 2nd, 2016. So, as usual, we'll clear the date for everybody. Here we go, releasing that energy from you for this day. Remember, it can be copy and pasted from years prior. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There's some energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay. Let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Energize those for you. Then we'll clear away a situation, incident that you're having. So here we go. Releasing energies in your room that could be there. When the light beams come in, normally you feel a lot of peace energy and things could leave. So here we go. Energizing the light beams. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And let's get a situation that you have. We'll release that from you. I'll count to 20 again to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, there's a little more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's turn it over to our co-host, Michelle. Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, Ron, and hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night show. And we have some really nice things coming up this month, so I just wanted to talk about those real quick. Many of the people who already know about this or they're on the email list for Creation Lightship, they get this email, but just in case you haven't seen it yet, it's Saturday, November 19th. Ron is going to do another call for us for pin removal. It's going to start at 11 Pacific Standard Time. It's only $20. There is a link on the email if you received it, and if you haven't received it, that's not a problem. There's also a link on the website, www.creationlightship.com. It says, special, the pin removal healing call on Saturday, November 19th. Those are always really great calls. I think it's the third or fourth call, and I know it just keeps going deeper. So if you've joined us before on this, and hopefully you'll join us again, Ron always finds more and more and just keeps on taking them out of us. So it helps people with all sorts of things going on. Ron, is there anything you wanted to say about the pin call?
Well, it's just very interesting when we take off the pins and different things. It's kind of beyond your wildest dreams if you haven't been on this call, as you start feeling much better when we get these things released from you. So normally the pins would be on a timeline, but the aliens who want to torture you take you off on a tangent timeline, and that's typically where these pins are put into you. I won't say that as maybe a small amount could be past lives of your bringing stuff up, but most of them are from maybe this timeline that we're in now, in this lifetime going into tangent timelines. So the whole thing kind of, is awful, but we help you out by trying to clear these. There's three good clearings that you may want to get. The IQ education and creativity, those are kind of ones that could be used right now if you have those, so you may want to look into that. You want to kind of, get in there and work with the alien oxygen, the pre-clearing, and we have them for the, head implants. You may want to do that one, too. There's a lot going on right now. So, anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Okay, so you're suggesting that we do the head implants and alien oxygen removal. So those two are free. And if people have them, you are also suggesting we do the IQ clearing, which would be, I guess, your innate intelligence. The education clearing, which would be what you were taught to believe or think, and the creativity clearing, which is really our reason for being here. And is that just because of what's happening right now, Ron?
Basically, yeah, because you want to get into the energy of creativity. So, saying it a different way, we've always talked about free will, free choice. Okay, well, that's still in duality because your free will could be to tune into negativity, which is an option there. So, since we're changing a lot of the energy that's here on the planet right now, you want to just strictly stay in light, where you're in light and there's no duality whatsoever. So you may want to look at that and kind of maybe change your mindset a little bit, that you don't want to have free will for choice. You strictly want to be in the light where there's no duality. So back to you.
Okay. So very good. And, I guess that's it. So we're looking forward to the pin call. And I don't know, Ron, if you want to give us an update, or was that it? Have we moved on from getting rid of old aliens and we are just in a space of creativity right now?
Well, not exactly. It all depends how many clearings you've had and if you're being connected to a lot of stuff. But the main thing is you definitely want to, kind of change your mindset. And instead of having free will, free choice, you have light energy, being in the moment, because we've been trying to get people to get in the moment with the mind and heart drop for, maybe a couple of years now. So when you do have the energy of being in the present now, then there's no duality there. So that's where you want to concentrate your energy.
Okay. Great. That's awesome, because that is our purpose.
Like there's music playing. Oh, just stopped. Okay. I don't know if we got cut off or not by the music, but we'll see what happens. So
yeah,
back to you.
It played for about a minute and a half, and it's off. Forgive us. I'll get it out in the final cut.
Oh, let's do a clearing here for people. And let's do something with what I found this morning about 4 o'clock didn't feel quite right, and I didn't know if they're goofing with the earth or not or doing things, but I'm working with the grid lines a lot. And so somehow the grid lines were attached to our body in, many, many locations. And somehow the body looked like it had, like, steel armor plates on it, kind of like what you would see back in the medieval days where they had the armor, on their bodies. So a lot of it looked like it's about 3 to 4 layers thick, and that was connected to the grid line so that they could run the energy from the grid lines from wherever they decided to connect into it, and it caused you to have mind control programs attached to that. So you might feel a little bit lighter now when they started releasing a lot of this stuff. Anyway, I guess back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I would like to continue with something that had been started on Saturday's show. So it's one of our writers who writes in with observations and questions and things, and they had something more to say. I haven't even read it completely yet, but I will just read it as we go. It says, in the light of what seems hopefully to be a great and decisive victory, is it possible that we will be abducted and mind controlled much less, as the controllers aren't around so much anymore, if at all? Well, that's the first question.
The ideal answer would be, yeah, that'd be great, okay? But remember, you're still on timelines. So they can still get you from the past on your timelines of this lifetime, going back to your birth, probably, and maybe even at conception. So, the timeline crash is when you feel things are getting kind of goofy. That's where you want to go, is to start doing timeline crashing on what you're perceiving. So, I'd love to say, yeah, aliens are gone. We're in good shape here. Are you still going to choose duality? Because they gave you duality, and are you still going to think? Well, if you're still doing that, you're still hooked up into a system that could be self-sustaining. So that's even if the aliens aren't here. So you need to break those ties with that. So back to you.
Okay. So is the easiest way to do that, is that to do timeline crashes on all 5 different sections every day?
And just see what your issues are. Because once you have an issue, once you think of something, then you're on that timeline. And that's the unfortunate thing. So when you're having an issue, you know, what does that mean to you, you know? And what timeline, you know, are you on? And, you know, it may not look good to you. Maybe that might bring you into the dream state. So it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things. So remember, the whole thing is, you know, what are you thinking? You shouldn't be really thinking a lot. You know, once you start doing the mind of heart drop and you get into the present moment, which, you know, I'm sure many of you are doing now, you realize that, yeah, all of a sudden sometimes your body moves automatically. You get these wonderful, I don't want to use the word thoughts, but I guess that's the best way to say it. And all of a sudden you're doing very well for yourself. And you can do things without mentally trying to create something in the energy of mind energy. So back to you.
Well, that's kind of interesting. So it sounds to me like, so there's this talk out there, Ron, about your subliminal state of mind, quote unquote. What is that? Is that something that can be changed?
Probably. If you keep looking at, if you start analyzing your day, okay, maybe you could take your day the last couple hours, and what did you go through? What happened to you? And each, remember, each time you have a thought, that just means that you're on a timeline. So the thought comes into you, and then that connects to a timeline that could already be running. So you need to evaluate maybe what you went through and how you got affected by it and why you even got connected to it. So, you know, there's many things there, but that's kind of what I would suggest you may want to look at, you know, for yourself to get some help. Because you don't want to be connected to, you know, these tangent timelines for sure, or any timeline. Remember, the tangent ones are the most destructive for you. So back to you. That's where they try to hurt you.
So it's interesting because to me, tangent sounds like it's running just along parallel with a parallel life, but you can't see it. Is that?
Yeah, it's like 90 degrees off of the original timeline. Then that's where they abduct you.
Hmm.
So, okay. You know, nothing really good to say about them. But, you know, you have to look at your life and to see how and why, you know, that has happened to you. And what were you thinking and why did you get that thought? What triggered you? When you start analyzing your thoughts, then you may start to realize what's going on in your life and maybe you can, you know, kind of nip it in the bud there a little bit. So, back to you.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to carry on with the rest of that paragraph. It says, will we be able to change our lives down here, have more free will and creativity and, dare I say, abundance, to more reflect who we are spiritually instead of being so much in the matrix control, like 3D society surrounded by clones, which is not good? And it says, devoutly to be wished. So this is something that maybe they want. And then it also says, to quote the great Dostoevsky, I love mankind, but I can't stand people.
That's a good one. So,
boy.
Yeah, the whole thing is maybe not necessarily being spiritual, okay? It's being, you know, being connected to the present moment. So some people think, maybe that being spiritual means you have went through some kind of maybe practice or initiation or bringing more energy to you from your spirit, and it gets very complicated. The whole thing is, when you're in the present moment, then you want to be creative. And with that, that's kind of what it is. And remember, they use the word spirit very loosely because entities could be a spirit. You know, people doing spells and you have something happening to you, then you're affecting your spirit or their spirit energy. So, you know, the whole thing is to be in the present moment and then your spirit that you know really nothing about, you know, is working through you, because this job, we'll say if it was a job for it, would to be here living, looking out of your eyes. That's why people's eyes change, as they have more clearing, because they have more spirit energy. They get brighter. And so you're able to do more things on a creative basis. That's why your spirit's, you know, in your body to do that and to help you out with being creative. Other than that, it's pretty, you know, powerless to really help you out with stuff, because it got so diluted through all of your incarnation. Remember, the entities, your emotional body is much stronger than your spirit could be and would be. You know, if you had your first incarnation, your spirit could probably kick out your entities. But where you are now, there's so little of you that can protect you that, you know, but it still wants to be creative, but it doesn't really have a lot of force power. So it's just there for the ride now. Hopefully that you don't harm it by doing rituals and practices and have attunements done and more DNA activations and whatever else, you know, people do out there. So back to you.
Yeah, I was just wondering, it almost seems like these days what people mean by creativity is like just regurgitating something you had heard or whatever, or channeling. That seems to be a lot. Oh, somebody's being creative. Oh, they're channeling some other information, but none of those things are really creative, and they're not good. So, okay, well, almost a week ago, Ron, we did get an email from one of our listeners who mentioned something that they saw. I just wanted to read it real quick, even though hopefully it's all past now. So it says, I fell asleep Thursday night, and either I was in a different dimension or another timeline where I looked in the sky and saw black clouds, and then an alien spaceship appeared five stories high. Another spaceship appeared to fire that spaceship. Was I watching the war? How is it going? I am in the San Francisco Bay Area. So that was done last Thursday.
Last Thursday. Let's see. Yeah, I can't recall what I did last Thursday. That may have been the night that I put the Earth into more into the light. What happened was, if it was that day, all the days like are blurred to me now. There was so much going on and lack of sleep and stuff. I saw this after we're battling the aliens, and it seemed that like we sort of, you know, had them under control. I saw this like torpedo coming here. That's what it looked like, or it could be a warhead, but it looked like the front of a torpedo. But whatever it was, the aliens are shooting it towards the Earth. So I thought, well, I think we'll just move the Earth into more light. So I just, you know, move the Earth over somewhere into more light, so it's not on the fringe area there, hanging out with part darkness on one side of it, we'll say. So it's no longer in that outpost. So moved it over, and in 3 minutes that missile or torpedo or whatever hit the hologram of the Earth and blew it up. And then from there, it felt like there'd be some kind of, and maybe this was during the weekend, so some kind of earthquake or something happening, or volcano explosion with the poison gas. And so there's other stuff that happened that I, you know, I don't want to talk about, but it worked out pretty well. So the so that was when they had the earthquake in Rome. So somehow the aliens did that because we found a fortress of the hideout of these people that wanted to leave the planet through CERN. And I can't exactly recall what day that was right now. But anyway, the people that you may have heard about in the news more recently and stuff, they had a hideout, and they're going to use the CERN energy to open up a vortex and to get out the planet. So anyway, that was taken care of, and a few of the, I think I had three alien groups working with us with the time-traveling soldiers, no name that you'd even know about. They weren't that large of a group, but I gave them jurisdiction to shackle these people and to have them arrested, and they took them off planet. This is before the anything else on the surface here would actually try to, we'll say, interrogate them. So they're now out there for genocide. What the aliens will do with them and where they are, I don't know, but I'm sure that they won't ever be coming back to any place. So, and then also, we found a place there in Antarctica also where they had some type of special, I'll just say the word cream may not be the right word, but they had something that they could spray their body with, the clones anyway, so the clones would not deteriorate, so some kind of moisturizer cream. Well, we took that out. So unless they got a big supply of it, they won't have any. And you're going to start seeing these clone people start to fall apart, I hope, on the news. That'd be nice to see somebody start to actually bring forth the original life form, or to see their body falling apart with the skin coming off of their face or something. So anyway, that's it. So there's other stuff I could talk about, but I just don't feel right talking about it right now. So back to you. And I probably need to ask the military for an okay on that, and I'm not going to do that with the Pentagon. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Well, let's change gears just a little bit, Ron, and would it be possible to have, we have a request for a clearing on two tablets and a computer. They're acting up. Or any suggestions?
I do the Be Here Now clearing for your computers.
Okay.
We'll just do that for them.
Oh, like they should run the Be Here Now clearing while on their computer?
Yeah, just put the computer in there, though. Maybe if you have your computer named or the make of the computer, or this computer, do the Be Here Now clearing for that.
Okay, great. I don't think you've ever said that before. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then we have just a couple questions here. Oh, well, is the Earth in alignment?
Yeah, the Earth is fine, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. And then, okay, this is a new listener, and they have requested the Clone to Light healings, which includes three of them, and they are wondering if you could explain just a little bit on how these work, why they would do them.
Okay, well, I put those on the website when the clones started showing up. And also some people could have aliens in their body, which we could even call shapeshifters, but we'll just keep it at aliens. So all of a sudden, you notice that maybe your mate is no longer behaving the way they're supposed to behave. Maybe their skin looks like it's kind of plastic looking, not much memory. So at that point, you can do those clearings, which will take the body that they have, may look similar to the old one, which was human. Remember, they got abducted and they got put back here as a clone, okay? That's basically it. And so also the alien to light is good too. But basically what you do is you do the clearing, and all of a sudden you are having that body that's a clone body now have light in it with the spirit. It won't be the same spirit that they had before, but it will be a new spirit, and that way you can be with your mate or whatever, that even be your sister or brother, and then they will actually be brought into humanity again without being a clone. So hopefully that helps you.
I must say, I run them at work, actually, and people are starting to be nicer, more friendly, more relaxed.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm not sure if it helps the people that happen to just walk by my desk, although it is a busy area, or if it helps everyone. There are quite a few people there, so it's hard to say, but people do seem a little more relaxed. Okay. All right. We have another question, and this is just kind of like for any clearing that you have, but they have specified the generic lifetime healing that they are doing for someone for a particular disease that has many different aspects or symptoms. And what they're wondering, Ron, is do they open a separate window for each category or symptom, or can they put them all together in one paragraph and just say, fix all these problems?
No, you put one condition at a time. So that's the way, you know, it works. You do one condition at a time, whatever that would be for you, okay?
Okay. So you're right.
Run in and tell, believe or think that it's released from you. Back to you.
Yes, and that could be a while since it is, I'll say, a specific disease, and once that disease has been found by doctors, that means it's been in the body for quite a while, so the healing for it is also probably going to take quite a while. Do you want to explain, Ron, for our new listeners, why healing physical issues is more time? It takes more time?
Well, yeah, with the physical issue, it's what do you know about it? How much have you learned? Have you seen x-rays? Have you had a situation to where you've had a lot of information about it? Well, all this stuff puts you into fear, typically. And then you start getting these bodies that you have corrupted. So that's kind of the ins and out of it, you know. And it's not an easy way to, it's not easy to clear because you got all these timelines that's affecting you. So remember, each time you read something about your illness, your disease situation, automatically, it's going to come back and haunt you. And then you're on more timelines. So if you read something and it's very fearful, which is, it could be, then all of a sudden you're going to have more timelines to be on. So, you know, by all means, if you have some type of illness, I would definitely say you need to run the fear clearing a lot with that. Otherwise, because you want to get off the timelines. That's the whole thing. So the fear is what's happening. You know, if you weren't fearful of it, and you can do that negative affirmation too, which you talk about. You know, you love your illness in a sense, using the word love loosely there. And then I love having cancer. And let's see, the next part would be how you feel. I'm afraid to die, or I'm afraid to get my cat away that I've had for 10 years. Don't have a proper home and nobody's going to treat it like I am, whatever's there. Or you're afraid to lose your daughter, your son, you're afraid of dying. But you got to get that out of you. And you won't get well until it's released. So your fear body clearing would be very good, maybe other ones too. So it's hard to say which one you need. But just realize that the fear is a big one. Maybe there's something else. Maybe you had a problem where you had insurance and you don't have insurance now. Now you got this illness. Right away, you're afraid of losing your, selling your house or whatever to give to the doctors. So that's another fear that you may have. But maybe that might deal with another issue of lack of money. So, you need to look at what the situation is, and you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing, but you need to get the stuff out of you. that's causing your illness. So hopefully that helped you. Anything else you can think of, Michelle?
Well, just that whole process is going to take quite a bit of time and dedication to continually zero in on what the issue is, put that in the box with the person's name who you're trying to clear, and run it and run it and run it, check it, run it again if you don't feel it's done. Because even somebody that could be healthy and may not have, say, a problem that you could see or a physical problem that you could name, they would have to do a certain amount of, like, the fear clearing. Everyone is affected by the fear clearing. So, because fear is just a general, it's just part of what's in the mind matrix. So even a normal person, it would take a certain amount to get all those issues out. So if you have a real physical problem, it's going to take a little bit longer, but it can be done. And that's the great thing. This is the only thing I've seen that really works, and I have tried many things. And so with this, it really does work, and it can be done. If you just stick with it, keep asking the light beings, do all different types of modalities that Ron offers, the clearings, the phone calls, the conference calls. I would say pretty much there is nothing that can't be healed. So that's all I got to say.
It's just meditation for life, you know. So that's just the way I look at it, you know. And you need to get rid of that fear. Maybe you have anxiety, but you need to get those bodies cleaned out. Those bodies could cause you a lot of problems. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay.
Life is not easy here once you start seeing what the aliens have done here and just, you know, just the way life is. So you got to kind of get out your little creation lightship, self-help information, listen to the radio programs. Maybe you could write a question in for us to answer, but you do have to do clearings. And the free ones are mainly for the alien stuff. So you're going to have to get in there and actually start cleaning out your energetic bodies, and that will cost some money to do. But that's what you need. And I know there's people listening who've done, you know, quite a few clearings. Maybe they did a dozen clearings, and their life has greatly improved, and maybe they've done them over the last couple of years or so. And if you do a clearing, then if we have the unlimited version available, and you did feel some relief, then get the unlimited version so you can go back into it again to keep it current. But the whole thing is, you know, the website is a big help for everybody. And, you know, it has the solutions that you won't find anywhere else. So back to you.
Yeah, and, you know, a long time ago, I was dealing with, oh, wow, you know, this costs so much, but I feel I need it, and this costs so much. And I'm just talking about all sorts of things that a person would spend money on, including bills and where they live. But somebody said, you know what? Money comes and goes for everyone. And I just kind of got over it. It's true. It just comes and goes. It is simply energy. And when you let that energy go, you spend your money on, say, something like this, like you get a clearing, you feel you really need it, and then you run it, then all of a sudden, the money that you need will come from some other thing, and it won't even be a thing. And then the great thing about Ron's clearings is that you have it. So you can, like, just get unlimited, and then you always have it. It's not like getting a massage. Oh, that $100 is gone. I will never see it again. And 5 minutes after I got the massage, I got stressed out driving home. It's like, oh, well, I feel I need the emotional clearing again. I have the unlimited. I will just run it again. So you're clear. It's like a lifetime. It's insurance. So, okay. Ron, somebody wrote in and they said, just a reminder to all pet owners to give your fur balls a bath. To cleanse them, too, of all the alien debris fallout.
Yeah, very good. Yes, uh-huh. Very good, yeah.
A lot of us got that clearing on Sunday, but do you want to talk more about that, how that's going?
Well, we had that alien chips and body parts of aliens here, and that was on Sunday morning. Early in the morning, anyway. So that happened then. That was when the aliens started coming into our timeline, really close to us. So we had to go out actually and do hand-to-hand combat back in the streets of New York. So by Penn Station. So anyway, that was there, but there was like 3 foot of 4 foot of this crud of fallout. So anyway, so that's basically gone. But your body could still have contaminations on it. And so for your pet, yeah, if you want to give your pet a bath, it might be a little more difficult for a cat. But anyway, it could help them. And if you do feel a little funky, then, you know, take a shower. Maybe you got some fallout on you. So, back to you.
Okay, good. Somebody had written in earlier, we were speaking about something, and I think some people were blocked from hearing it, so I just wanted to go over it again. We were asked what we were talking about during that time. So we were talking about rerunning, if you have them or getting them, the IQ clearing, the education clearing, and the creativity clearing. And in the creativity clearing, there's two separate things. It is included the emotional creativity and the mental creativity. So very good clearing. And Ron has suggested that we run them all right now because we are being given a very special time right now where we're not being blocked from our creativity, and that's our purpose for being here. So it's a great time to release all those blockages that have been put in place previously. Okay, so I think that answered that question, what we were discussing earlier that somebody may not have heard. And I don't know, Ron, if there's anything you want to talk about real quick. I had seen an email before. I just wanted to try and find it real quick.
Let's see. Well, the main thing, like I mentioned, was you at all possible, you want to get, you know, into the present moment, to the mind of heart drop. And then from there, what you want to do is get rid of the free will, free choice, and you want to be in the light. Because free will, you can choose light or darkness, so you don't want to have that. You want to close that door so that you're always in source energy and there's no strings attached to it. Okay, so that's what you may want to do. So with that, you're able to in the present moment, and you want to manifest in the present moment. Some people think you got to think your way into it, but once you're in the present moment, you know, it's much easier for you to manifest. So you write something down that you may want to do. Maybe you're in the darkness thinking of something, creating something in darkness because you got all these ideas, and then just write it down and then do the mind of heart drop, and now put that into the present moment with your mind of heart drop. That way you're in the present moment, and that's where you're going to be able to manifest what you want. And it's you don't really try to push it forward like the law of attraction. That's the darkness energy. You just want to have your spirit have source energy bring it to you, and it will come pretty effortlessly. And just take baby steps on it. You know, that's what I would suggest. Some people try to go from, you know, 0 to 100 in 1 second, and you can't do that, you know. Just take baby steps for what you want to bring forth in your life, and also do the psychic billboard. Because a psychic billboard is how people see you. So if they see you as maybe not very good looking, or they see you as having no money, they're going to put you onto those timelines when they look at you. So you want to have them see you as neutral. Or maybe, I don't want to use the word prosperous or anything like that, because then that's a duality statement. But you want to feel that you are in the present moment and all your supplies are met, whatever you need. And that's probably the best thing. So you're not worried about an outcome. You know that it's going to be something that's beneficial for you. I won't say the words like the New Agers say, for your best and highest good. You know, a car accident, you know, when you're asking for money and then you're in a wheelchair or paralyzed and you can't move for life, and then you win your $1 million that you're hoping for, because you're using, you know, law of cause and effect on it. You know, you don't want to do that. You just want to know that everything is very peaceful for you, and your needs and whatever you're looking for is supplied to you effortlessly. That's how I would look at it. So back to you.
Okay, very good. All right, I did find an email that I wanted to read to everyone. It says, I have, if I may, a brief testimonial for the alien carcasses and poisons clearing. I have just run and will run it again a few times, and it was extremely dramatic and powerful, have to say. My stomach muscles are still hurting from a kind of retching. I feel like being sick and felt energy is literally thingies almost coming out from my belly through the throat and being released. Much coughing and jerking around. They said it was a little bit scary, and they can't tell many people about this, but of course we understand. I obviously had quite a few, they feel corpses come out of them, and they want to say thank you to the light beings very much. So that's interesting, Ron. Sometimes I get the idea of what you mean by aliens is just simply parasites.
Yeah.
Well,
so that is true, yeah. And you know, there's a lot going on right now as the aliens are being hunted down, we'll say, and leaving here. I can't say they're all going to be gone, but, you know, everything is still on high alert. And they're now, you know, we're investigating Antarctica, so that's like I can say that, and getting rid of stuff there. So, and we had a question here about the light infusion chamber, if they were in it maybe over the weekend at the expo, if they got the alien debris out. And yeah, if you went in there and you were at the expo, yes. Uh-huh. You can also do the light infusion chamber, you know, online and get that. That could help you clean off the residue also. But this is just, you know, small, like, nanobites that could be in you. Anyway, and you may want to do that, the 2012 clearing, getting rid of the nanobites, too. We haven't changed the year on it because 2012, and it was around June that we put it up, I think. And we saw all this horrific stuff happening here. So we put that up to help people. But it's still valid today as it was back then. So back to you.
True. Okay, so that one is called the 2012 Nanotech Clearing, something like that. But if you type in 2012 Nano, you will find it. And also included in that one is an auric field protection that you can put on and run. And it's not very expensive. I know that one is not a whole life clearing. It's just for that specific thing, but incredibly effective. I've run it several times, and very wonderful, good, interesting things have occurred. I feel better always afterwards. So a listener also wanted to just mention that they had been listening to an archive, and they wanted to say, the May 21st show from 2007 is particularly good to listen to. They said Ron is in a really nice flow about judgment and oneness and our relation to the true divine, which is not what we've been taught. And they said they really learned a lot. So that show, if anyone wants to listen to it, was from 2007. It's on the BBS archives, and it's May 21st. Thank you very much, listener, for letting us know about that particular show.
Right.
Okay. We have a lot of people writing in just tonight, which is really good. Okay, physical body healing. I'm wondering what they do. My physical body has disconnected from me. They feel that they have been abducted, and they need to reconnect. What would you suggest? Well,
I don't understand the question. So the person feels that their body isn't here, or do they feel that their mental body is not connected to their physical body, or their spirit's not connected? It doesn't, I'm not understanding. Maybe you could maybe kind of help me out here with that.
It just says that they feel they need to reconnect with their body. So I don't know if they've mentally projected themselves to not really be with their body. But I have to say, I have done the alien abduction barcode removal, and I've done it for someone who needed it, who was getting abducted quite frequently at night. And I tell you, I did it once on that person, and they slept like a baby. It was amazing. It was absolutely like night and day. And I've done it on myself, and I definitely felt like I just was not getting abducted like I used to. I just felt a lot more present in my body. So I would definitely suggest the barcode removal, because that will remove the aliens able to see you. And since there are a lot fewer of them now here, that would probably stop a lot of that from happening.
Very good.
Okay. So this is something we all deal with, Ron. This is another question from a listener. It says, they often feel they have a partner, and they have been doing a lot of, both of them have been doing a lot of the clearings with Creation Lightship, and they often feel that they want to just be affectionate with each other, but they don't know if they're going to continually contaminate each other or what. So do you want to speak about that?
Oh, do they both do clearings? That's the first thing. You know, are they both having the same amount of clearings done on themselves? So that's where you want to start. So did the person indicate that they both are doing clearings?
Yes. I believe they are saying basically that they are doing clearings. They don't mention which ones, but they say that, oh, you know, we might feel, if we're intimate or whatever, we might feel that we're getting contaminated. But, I believe that is the reason why Ron has made it for us, so that when we buy one clearing, say at, let's say a person is 40 years old and a woman is 40 and she decides to do the emotional whole life clearing. So then she buys that for herself and she does it and she says, oh, my goodness, I feel so much better, and I would love for my husband to have this. So now when she buys it for her husband at his whole life, she buys it like he is 20 years old, because it's by the year. So she puts in 20 as the age. So you're basically getting the second of the same healing for half price for your partner. This is the purpose, so that you can both do healings and kind of be at the same level of your, you know, moving forward, releasing things. And then when you run the healing on the husband, then you write in that he is also 40 or whatever age he is at. So basically you get the second one for half price, and the half is half of their age. But you pay full price, per se, for the first one, because it's $5 times a person's age. But that would be the purpose of that, so that, you know, because we do still have to live here, and it is a very lonely place, I think. So I think it's nice if people can stay together. Anything else you wanted to say about that, Ron?
Oh, that sounds good. And you got to have the people around you have the same clearings that you had, basically. That way you're on the same page, and you can, and, you know, you won't have your buttons pushed from your partner or, you know, child or, you know, whatever, because they have those buttons still, and you don't want to get yours reactivated as they push buttons and give you stuff. So, and you may even go in and do the alien attack removal and put in maybe unknown, and, you know, go through that and see how that works for you, too. Yeah, it gets to be a little complicated sometimes as you start to get really mental with this stuff. But if you do have a person in your life or your boss and you're close to them or whatever, then, you know, by all means, do the emotional clearing for them. It's needed a lot. Oh, back to you. Looks like we have about 5 minutes to go here.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I personally, I like to just go ahead and buy the unlimited right away so that they're not, so the codes aren't in two separate emails. I can just put in the one, I can run it for my age, and then I can continually run it for situations until I feel I'm done. And then when I want to do it again, I just have the code memorized in my computer and I can just run it again. So I just go for it. Okay, somebody has written for money and timeline crash, which I know, you know, it takes money to live here, so we're all interested. They say, I ran a whole lot of timelines where I wrote, clear all timelines where I do not have enough money to buy the things I want and need. Since then, I seem to be able to pay for the things I need. So I'm just going to repeat again in case anyone wants to write it down. What they're writing in the timeline crash window is, clear all timelines where I do not have enough money to buy the things I want and need. And so all those timelines where you're being blocked will be gone eventually. So thank you very much, listener. That's a very, very helpful, especially if we know it's worked for you. So.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. And another... Okay, another listener wrote in, I just wanted to put in my two cents. Every clearing I have done with CLS is worth its cost times infinity. There is no way to quantify the benefits. I have to say, like, I think about it sometimes, and I'm like, you know, once the ascension hits, if I'm out of here, I'm not going to care. So, carry on. Okay. And then they go on to say, I have found being consistent and proactive with the clearings, as well as doing the mind-to-heart drop, is the key to freeing myself. I am rediscovering how to live as a free individual, and that is the purpose of being here. So you got to do whatever you got to do, and take care of yourself, because and in the end, that's what money is for. Money is so that you can get things to take care of your body. Because if we weren't here in physical bodies, I guess we probably wouldn't need it. But since we are, we do. So, okay, so that's great. Thank you very much, listener. I like it. Okay.
So we got our call on the 19th coming. That's the pin call. So if you're interested and you haven't got an email, you could probably maybe send something to CLS Questions at Yahoo. CLSquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send you out the information on that. It went out maybe yesterday or the day before, or something like that. So it's a $20 call. It starts at 11 Pacific time on the 19th. And then we have our regular ascension call. And that will be on the 12th. We start off after that on that Saturday. Then Sunday on the 13th, we continue on with our eight-hour call to get rid of the alien critters that are inside of you. So, oh, anything else you want to add before we do the mind-to-heart drop?
No, that's it. I know we have a couple weeks, but... the pin removal call is only $20, so very useful call. You'll be so happy. Best $20 you'll ever spend. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, now command my spirit. And the next sentence would be, you take the thoughts in my head. And the third part is drop them into my heart. And to do that, we need to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And if you do it for a while, maybe a week or two, you could just do 3-2-1. That would be fine. But for the newbies, here we go. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.